Good morning, good morning. Orisel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to continue and finish the book of Habakkuk. So I'm gonna read it through. So basically, this chapter is a prayer that Habakkuk prayed to God. There's no answer back from God as he did in the previous two chapters. So basically, he just going through and saying the things that he had in his heart towards God, and how he did things and how he went about things and how he will judge the people of Judah, and how they had to wait for that moment to happen, for that judgment of God to happen. And so I'm just gonna read it through. I don't have a specific message on this. There's a few words that are key points, but basically, as I mentioned, it's just a prayer that he had in awe of God, in showing his acknowledging his power, acknowledging his strength, and just being thankful for what he can do and how he can handle people who are under his command, under his authority, under his power. And how we should give back the praise to God for having that power, and acknowledging that no evil and also no one has the power as he does. So let's read this chapter and finish it off, finish the book. So let's see. So it says, verse 1, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet, according to Shigionoth, I will say. Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Come, God comes from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His splendor covers the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. His radiance is like the sunlight. He has rays flashing from his hand, and there is his hiding of his power. I'm sorry, and there is the hiding of his power. Before him goes pestilence, and plague comes after him. He stood and surveyed the earth. He looked and startled the nations. Yes, the perpetual mountains were scattered. The ancient hills collapsed. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan under distress. The tent curtains of the land of Midian were trembling. Did the Lord rage against the rivers? Or was his anger against the rivers? Or was his wrath against the sea? That you rode on your horses, on your chariots of salvation. Your vow was made bare. Your bow, sorry, was made bare. The rods of chastisement were sworn. Selah. You cleave the earth with rivers. The mountain saw you and quaked. The downpour of the water swept by. The deep uttered forth its voice. It lifted high its hands. Sun and moon stood in their places. They went away at the light of your arrows, at the radiance of your gleaming spear. In indignation you marched through the earth. In anger you trampled the nations. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. That means Jesus. You struck the head of the house of the evil to lay him open from thigh to neck, Selah. So basically, he destroyed evil. You pierce with his own spears the head of his trunks, which means multitude or crowd. They storm in to scatter us. Their exaltation was like those who devour the oppressed in secret. You trample on the sea with your horses on search of many waters. I heard in my inward parts tremble at the sound of your lips, at the sound of my lips quivered. Decay enters by my bones, and in my place I tremble, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress, for the people to arise who will invade us. So here he had to wait for the invasion of the Babylonians, and he already was expectant of them. But he had to wait quietly for it, because he knew they were coming. He knew God was going to judge these people. Verse 17 says, that the fig tree should not blossom, there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls. So even though all these things disappear, he will still trust God. Verse 18 says, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. So here we know that he praises God above all things, above the judgment that was going to come to his people, to his country. He exalted God for his strength and for his might, for his salvation. It's just precious how the Lord had salvation to his people, even though they went through a lot of distress, a lot of judgment, a lot of many words, a lot of many things that happened to them. But still, he's still after his own children, the Israelites. He protects, as of today, he's still protecting his people in Israel, and also his adopted children, as we are, the Gentiles. We may see all these things happening in Israel now, and how the word is happening, and how many nations are after Israel, about destroying Israel. But that will not happen, because God is after them, because God is the God of Israel. He's for them. And so there will be no war that would stop God from protecting him, from protecting them, and for them to survive, for them to thrive, for them to continue to live and continue to have the generations from that land to come forth. So let's read verse 19. It says, the Lord is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinged feet, and makes me walk on my high places. For the choir director on my stringed instruments. I like this. Hinds feet. Hinds feet can mean to overcome challenges. Also, the Holy Spirit guiding a believer's path. And also, hinds feet can mean a deer. You know how a deer walks smoothly, jumping and just going on his way. He guides us, God guides us and allows us to walk like just barely touching the ground. He allows us to walk on clouds. We are here on earth, but we also have a heavenly place. We are seated with God as well in the highly realms. For Jesus has gone to prepare a way for us, to prepare a home for us. He already prepared the way. I'm sorry. He already prepared the way, but he's just preparing the place for us to be with him forever. And so, in Hind's feet, we are walking in clouds. We overcome challenges of this earth by trusting in God, by trusting in his strength. Because as it says on verse 9, he says, you cleave the earth with rivers, meaning he split the rivers. He split the earth with rivers. He opened up the earth to bring forth water. And he can do a lot of things to the earth, and he can judge us rightly. So on verse 2 says, O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. So he asked for revival. He knew God was the only one that can revive his nation again. He had done it in the past, and he knew that God can do it again. But also, he knew that wrath was going to come. But he said, in wrath, remember mercy. So to have mercy on his children, to have mercy on us weak people, we have no strength as God has. That's why he's God. That's why he's above all things. So I'm going to leave it there for today. So the main message is to allow God to revive your life, to allow God to walk side with you as a hind's feet, so that you can overcome challenges, so that the Holy Spirit, who's indwelling in your heart, can guide you, can guide your path, and that you may walk as a deer, just like jumping on clouds, basically, and swiftly walking, rapidly walking on this earth, and smoothly walking in the land that God has blessed us with, that God has provided to us, for us. So I will leave it there. So I hope you may have some time to read Habakkuk chapter 3. To see what the Lord instructs you, teaches you, and counsels you with, as it says in Psalm 32:8. Well, stay encouraged, stay uplifted. Have a wonderful Monday. Bye-bye.